Okay, 10:20. Welcome, everyone. Everyone can hear me, right? Good. Welcome to my talk about Hedy. But first of all, I promised to wave to my wife. She's watching at home. Can you all say hi, Susan?
Hi, Susan.
She never thought this would ever happen, being talked to from the biggest open source conference in the world. She's at the couch with a broken ankle and poor her. Okay, my name is Mark Heesen. I'm a lecturer in IT at an applied university in the Netherlands. And I'm doing, I had this wonderful new gadget. And I'm doing this talk about Hedy. And Hedy is a gradual, multilingual, programming language for teaching. Instead of all the other languages here, they're for learning, I think. This one's for teaching, specific. And it's multilingual. And why is it here? It was invented and usually mostly built by Felina Hermans, a professor in the Netherlands. She's a professor mainly in how do we learn programming. She wrote a book about it. You should definitely read it. The Programmer's Brain. You become a really better programmer by just reading that. But how did she come to this? Somewhere in the past, for her it was 2013, for me in 2019, there was a group of children that wanted to learn programming. And, well, we program, so we said, I'll teach you. That's pretty easy. We started to think, how do you teach programming? How were we taught programming? Well, we weren't. We just sat in front of a computer with a cursor, and in my case, I started typing hexadecimal coding. I typed over from the Nibble or the Byte. Those are magazines some of you might know. Probably not. I see some nodding, but okay. And this would result in three things. It either worked. Those moments were pretty sparse. It wouldn't work. Or it said beep. Those were the three options I had. Felina was a little luckier. I was a few days or a few years later a little luckier. We did not have a teacher, but we had a book. In Feline's case, a book of basic program. And once you get to this, well, you can read it. You can read it. This is plain English. To us programmers, this is plain English. It even has line numbers. So if there is an error, it actually tells you it's on line number 120. And it even puts out some text telling you what's wrong. Wow. Compilers are perfect teachers. That's what we thought. Well, this is how we learned. We never realized that 90% or 99% of the people didn't think this, and they quit programming. They never got anywhere further than beep. So most of the coding dojos or code clubs start using Scratch. It's pretty easy. It takes a lot of the syntax away by using block programming. You can actually ask children to build this, and some of them will say, oh yeah, and some of them will say, when they're 14 or 15, Scratch is for kids. If I Google code, it never looks like this. I want to do the real stuff. I want to do zimzalabim. So,